Praise Party, and we welcome to the Praise Party the world-renowned Rance Allen of the Rance Allen Group. Rance, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, HJ, and how about yourself?
Just fine. You know, it's a pleasure to talk to a pioneer like you, Rance Allen, because I know you've been around a long time. You've been blessing souls a long time. Rance, how do you stay in the game and stay on top of the game for a long time like you've done?
Well, I think it probably has to do with what people have always said about myself and my group, and that is that we were always ahead of our time. So I'm thinking that God allowed that to be so that 34, 35 years later, what used to be ahead of time would now be right on time. So I think maybe that that has a lot to do with it. We've been able to just, do the right things and sing the right songs and keep them with the right flavor. God has been good.
Definitely. You are one of those pioneers that have crossed your music over, way back when. What kind of feeling did you get when you first crossed over the gospel music to black stations, to the R&B stations, the urban stations? Did you ever think that was possible?
Well, I really did believe in my heart that it was possible. And that was actually a goal that I had set for our music. And when it actually happened, it still came as a complete surprise. Even though you plan for it and you look for it to happen, but when it does happen, it still comes as a surprise. We are just, it was, I can't put into words the feelings that I had when I would turn on a secular station that was playing R&B music and all of a sudden hear one of my songs. It was just, it just made me love the Lord more, made me know that He could invade the places they said gospel should never go.
You know, Rance, let me ask you this. Why is it that you could hear a song like The Miracle Worker, You Belong, you could hear it today, and it's still relevant today? It still sounds good today. Why is it that a song like that, it seems like it just goes through time?
Let me see. I believe that has to do with the Lord honing our talents, the Lord sharpening our gifts, and once again, the Lord allowing us to be just enough ahead of our time to be able to fit in places that other folk, don't seem to fit in. I mean, when you talk about the miracle worker, that song was actually written in 1973.
Wow.
And we tried to put it on an album, a project after project after project, but it would never fit in with everything that was on those projects. So in the year of 1991, we decided that we would let it be the tune to write around. And so it was the leading tune. And here it is, 2005, and we have to sing this song that was released in 91.
Hey.
Like it was released this year.
That's right.
So it's just, I can't take the credit. I have to say what they said. The psalmist said in the 118th Psalm, in verse 23, that this is the Lord's doing.
Hey.
And it's marvelous in my eyes. It's amazing me as much as it is everybody else.
Lance, you're also a minister, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm a pastor of a church. I pastor a church in Toledo, Ohio. The church is New Bethel Church of God in Christ. And we have been here for 19 years. The third Sunday in July 2005 will be 20 years.
Oh, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. How did you like working with Kurt Franklin and doing the song Something About the Name of Jesus?
Oh, man. Well, the first thing I have to tell you is that Kurt Franklin is an awesomely inspired young man of God. In many ways, he reminds me of myself because he does things according to inspired direction rather than tradition. And when his people got in touch with my people about the song, Something About the Name Jesus, I had actually said that I wasn't going to do any more singing on anybody else's projects other than mine. Well, you know, at that time, Kirk Franklin was and is still yet one of the hottest gospel recording artists in the world, much less the USA. So when his people got in touch with my people, he sent the song and he said in his message that he wanted me to sing the verses. And the way he sent the tape, it had a chorus line but no verses on it. So I sat back and said, well, how am I going to know what you want me to sing if there are no verses on it? And he said, wait till you get to Los Angeles and we'll do it there. And to see this young man produce and see him work in the studio, you know that he is truly a tremendously gifted producer and artist and highly used of God. That's the way I saw it. I saw it as me having the privilege to work with a highly talented, and highly gifted, and highly used by God.
Hey, our guest on the Praise Party is Rance Allen. You know, I've seen the video, Something About the Name of Jesus, several times. Rance, look like you're having a great time. You are having a good time, man.
Oh, man. I said, hey, you know, I a couple of things happens when we go out on stage. Before we hit the stage, man, we pray. And we ask God for fresh anointing. We ask God to somehow or other let that anointing flow out of us into that audience and cause some people to be, you know, blessed, even saved. And that night on that video, I was so happy that Kirk had showed up, that Fred Hammond had come through, and that LaShawn Pace was there. And then over 3,500 people showed up, and they were there from everywhere, in and out of state. And I was just so excited, man. I was so, there again, amazed by what God had done until I just decided to go on and have church on stage.
Oh, it definitely looked like it. You mentioned LaShawn Pace, and every time, as soon as you said LaShawn Pace, the beat, the melody, everything came into my head like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can't help myself. How was it working with LaShawn Pace? You guys sound great together.
You know, LaShawn has been a fan of mine ever since she was a young, I want to say teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She may not have even been a teenager. But I went to Atlanta one year where she lives and went to her family's home. And they were so excited about Rance Allen, I'm telling you. They made me feel like I was some sort of a superstar.
Ah.
And ever since then, she has just had this real love for me and for my music. She's been so very supportive of everything. on one of her albums before.
Oh, okay.
And so when I said that I was going to do it on the live CD, I said, man, who better to get to help me?
Hey.
Than LaShawn.
I love that song. I tell you, Ranch, you know, you have what you call one of those distinctive voices. When Rance Allen sings, everybody knows that's Rance Allen. You know, how does it feel to have that gift from God? Like, you know, there are a lot of people out there who sing, you know, but there aren't a lot of people who have that distinctive, great voice, and you know how to use it well. How does that make one feel?
The only thing I can say, H.J., is that it makes you feel absolutely wonderful. Man, when I take a deep breath and hit a note and all of these people respond by clapping and screaming and praising God, it just makes you feel absolutely wonderful. It makes you thank God all over again for the gift that he's given you. And I mean, you know, this has been going on for over 30 years.
Man.
And, man, you talk about a fella having reason to be thankful and just absolutely happy. That's me, man.
Wow.
That's me. Yes, sir. Yeah, when I think about how God allowed me to use my voice to lift his name for the last 30 or more years,
mm-hmm.
and people still want to hear me sing, they still even get excited over the way I sing, I'm a happy fella.
Hey, well, finally, Rance, are you excited, or we're going to talk about the live experience. Is it doing what you wanted it to do?
Well, you know, as an artist, you always hope that your project would do better and move faster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants, you know, gold and platinum and so on, you know, and it's only natural to desire those things, you know. But what I did when this CD came out, I did it like I've done everything that I've ever recorded. I prayed over it and I put it in the hands of the Lord. And I told the Lord that I wanted him to take this piece of music to every person on the face of the earth that would be blessed by it. So, you know, sometimes God will say, I'm going to see if you really mean that, you know. And what happens to other people overnight may take you a year or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pleased that H.J. Ellison is calling me to talk about it. I'm pleased that I get letters from around this country. People who are telling me that they've enjoyed the music, and you know, so while I wanted to just go, I have placed it in God's hands, and it's fine with me, whichever way he decides to move.
Well, Rance, we thank you for joining us on the Praise Party. It has definitely been a pleasure, and it's always enjoyable to talk to music pioneers like Rance Allen. And you have definitely been a spark in my life. When I play Rance Allen songs, you know, they are the type of songs that get me moving. You know what I mean?
That's what I have in mind.
Hey, and has a great message. And the message is never lost in the beat, you know. It's just there, Rance, and
you
I...
You know what? Now, that is a great compliment to me. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because my sincerest goal is to, while I want you to, you know, to clap your hands and dance your feet and even sing along, I definitely want you to get the message.
Wow. And we do. Rance, thank you, and may God continue to bless you. We're going to speak life, Rance, that you're going to pick up a Grammy. We're going to speak life that Stellar Awards and everything
All right.
are yours.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, be blessed.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.